counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett.
This is Christina Martin.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Soon.
Hi, this is Basa Bulat.
Hey, this is Phil Sharma from the band Heat.
Hey, here's Louis from Solid.
Hey, it's Kieran Adams from Diana, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Well, Brian, something Stephen and I have in common this week, we're both calling in from Ontario.
It's really a real treat here in our special episode this week. The first time ever Anthony and I are recording the show from the road, or you're on the road and we're not in the same place.
Yeah, it's a traveling road show, but it's also the first time in a long time that I've actually been able to be part of the Fun Drive episode. So
it's true.
There's a whole lot of firsts happening here.
It is true. Yeah, you always tend to be away towards the end of October out there on the road. How is Ontario treating you so far?
It's pretty good. It's a little rainy today, but while we're recording this, it's coming down a little bit, but it's been good. The thing that I appreciate most, and I know that people across the country are listening to this, if you ever get to come to the East Coast, you'll really appreciate driving in the East Coast because it's crazy here in Ontario. But yeah,
our rush hour here is pretty silly.
Rush hour there is like regular daytime traffic here. And then rush hour here is outrageous. But anyway, it's a pretty good going, and it's pretty good going for you guys back at the station. You've had a boatload of money. I won't say a boat, a canoe. We're hoping to fill a yacht, but right now you've probably got a canoe.
A generous vessel.
From lots of great donors, because it is our Fun Drive episode this week.
Yeah, we'll tell you all about that and more in a little bit, but we will mention quickly that it is our funding drive here at our home station. In case you're unaware, this show is on about 25 and plus other stations across Canada, but it does have a home, and its home is here at Local FM. That is CFMH, according to the CRTC in St. John, New Brunswick. And every single year, we run a funding drive on all of our programs to ask our listeners out there to call in and pledge their support to keeping this radio station growing and strong within its community. And the show in its current form could not exist without this, our home station and the studios and all the hard work that happens here by staff and volunteers and more. And if you're interested in supporting this show, the easiest way to do so, and the way that most people do more and more and more often, is localfm.ca. It's our cool new website where you can listen to this show and many more live by clicking the play button at the bottom. You can find the full schedule on there as well, and you can donate online on that website. Just click on the PayPal button or localfm.ca/donate. But you can also call us live in the booth. We're here today. It is 648-5925. That is area code 506 if you're listening to this show live on October the 28th in the evening. But again, you might be listening to it both on this station or different stations across Canada, and the easiest way to support us is localfm.ca.
Yeah, and if you make a $20 donation or more, you do get that friends card, which we were talking about last week. And if you are from abroad, and so outside of the St. John area, and you make a $20 donation, feel free to gift that card to me. I will make good use of it. So you definitely can make use of that.
Yeah, there's some really cool discounts that last all year long. There's also a really great new t-shirt, which we would ship to you if you're listening from outside of St. John, New Brunswick. And you can find an image of that as well on our website, again, which is localfm.ca. All the details and more are online. And it's a cool t-shirt designed by local artist Ellen Higgins. It's the nicest t-shirt you've ever had here at Local FM. And I'm saying that without any bias. It is actually a really cool t-shirt, and I'm happy to have one myself. And that is with a pledge of $40 or more. And yeah, as Anthony mentioned, we're reaching for a goal of $5,000 this year, which helps us grow as a station and take on new and interesting projects. Tell you a little bit later in the show about some of the things we've been able to do here in the past. But over 100 different people pledging their support so far this week, and we want to add you to our group of friends.
Awesome. All right. Well, it is the Earshot 20, and we are still doing the show, which means a brand new countdown for you this week. Of course, I'm Anthony Ammon. Brian Cleveland is in studio as well, and I'm technically not in studio. I'm in Ontario, but having fun doing the show anyway. And all of the charts come from earshot-online.com. Brian's going to let you know what you find if you go to that website.
You should go and check it out. Earshot is the national campus and community radio report, and the charts fall there every single week. the national top 50. This week, we're counting down the top 20 most played releases across Canada for the week ending Tuesday, October 25th, 2016. An Earshot is published every week by the National Campus and Community Radio Association and the great staff and volunteers that you can find there at ncra.ca. The charts are comprised of over 30 different stations, top 30 charts that become the top 50, as well as specific charts for specific genres, both regionally and nationally, in electronic, hip-hop, jazz, international, loud, folk roots, and blues, and more. There's monthly and yearly countdowns, interviews, reviews, and so much more. And there's a cool new review and interview of A Tribe Called Red, and they were our number one for the last 2 weeks. And over the next 2 hours, you'll find out where they fall this week. Are they the most played release again this week? Only time will tell.
For sure. And you can find us online a few ways. Earshot20 at gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook. And at earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All great ways to reach out and all great ways to get in touch. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on the show, we're happy to do that for you. We'll play something from your latest release and we'll give you an interview. So, as we were mentioning, the charts do come from earshot-online.com. You can check that website out, and it looks as though we have some debuts falling in the top 20, which means we've probably said goodbye, at least for now, to some albums that were on the charts last week.
Yeah, it's true. There's five new returning releases this week, including one debut within our top 20. That's in our second hour of the program. Pretty high debut, and an album that folks have been loving. Actually, Stephen, I should say, was going to choose a track from one of that from that release that we're going to tell you about in the near future, and you decided to mix it up because we wanted to kind of share the love. But that is how beloved this big debut is that you'll find in the next hour. And as a result of that, as Anthony mentions, a couple of tracks falling below the top 20. Some of these have been on our charts for a very long time, including Bad Bad Not Good. They were our number one for multiple weeks. Last week, they were at number 13. This week, at number 39. The Luyas from number 14 to number 22. Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds are at number 32 from number 18. Lisa LeBlanc from number 15 down to number 35. And Okkervil River, last week, their newest album, Away, was at number 12. This week, it's at number 44. And in amongst them, below the top 20, we also find nine debuts that we'll also tell you about later in the show.
All right, it sounds good. We are, I'm not, but Brian is live in the booth right now. So give him a call, 506-648-5925, if you'd like to make a pledge for Fun Drive. And we're going to get the chart started right now. We'll start at number 20, make our way up.
All right, at number 20 this week, re-entering our top 50, it is Groenland with a new album called A Wider Space. You're going to hear a track called Healing Suns, Unknown Flowers in the middle there by We Are Wolves. Last week at number 40, this week at number 19 is their newest album, Wrong, and Drive By Truckers at number 18, up from 25. Their newest is called American Band, and you're going to hear Sun Don't Shine.
Here's number 20. Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
I'm not sure if I still always feels a bit strange, but I'm confident things can settle down. Go with the side, you can handle the best. We'll understand when we meet there and rest. The skies are filled with my latest regrets. You don't need me to explain. Watch me fall when there's no one there. At least this song to teach myself where I feel more than my own share. I'm not sure if I still care. Truth be told, I feel out myself. Something calls from beyond my senses. I don't know if I can be of help. My healing sounds carry me on.
Listening to the Earshot 20, number 19.
From beyond the vast iron field, a long curving blade cut into the wind, flowers on my skin.
Shot 20. Number 18.
I'll be better when the sun don't shine. I like it better when the sun don't shine. When it's cold outside, I grab a sweater when it's cold outside. Get close together when it's cold outside. I get so happy when it's cold outside. I like it better when the sun don't shine. I'd much rather watch the clouds go by, or watch the moon peek into my room. A little rain to make the roses bloom. I like it better when the sun don't shine. And I don't have to watch you say goodbye. I can stand behind the clouds and hide. A little rain to protect my pride. I like it better when the sun don't shine. I'm gonna love you till the big one comes and shakes my bones and washes us out to sea. Have a blast till the markets crash and smoke and ash is left of these beautiful trees. Next morning it'll be so lonely, they'll have to send somebody to pick up the pieces of me, to pick up the pieces of me. I'll be better when the sun don't shine. I like it better when the sun don't shine. Clouds are forming in the state of mind. It's always storming in the state of mind. I like it better when the sun don't shine. Love it better when the sun don't shine. Love it better when the sun don't shine.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Sun Don't Shine by Drive-By Truckers at number 18, up from number 25, their newest release, American Band. In the middle there, We Are Wolves at number 19, up from 40. Their newest release is called Wrong, and you heard Unknown Flowers. And then Healing Suns in there as well at number 20, our first release this week from them. It is entitled A Wider Space. That was Grainland once again on the Earshot 20.
If you're just tuning in, you are listening to that great program, of course, being recorded and broadcast from local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station, and broadcast across the nation on many other great campus and community radio stations. And lots of stations hold an annual fund drive. We are no exception. We're doing it right now, and we've got lots of money that we've raised so far. We're aiming towards a goal of $5,000, and Brian, there's lots of great projects that are forthcoming that we need this support for.
Yeah, so there's lots of different things that we've been able to do here. Basically, the station runs on a budget of about $100,000. It might sound like a lot of money to some folks, but it's actually a relatively small amount of money for a media body and certainly a radio station. Commercial radio stations in this region and beyond operating on budgets at least 10 times that size. And that allows us to operate and have a couple of staff members here and kind of upkeep our area and all that sort of stuff. And this small amount of money that we ask from our listeners to help us raise, that goes towards projects beyond our regular capital budget. It allows us to make plans to improve our coverage area, improve our programming, and do lots of different things. And so over the last couple of years, our funding drive here, in the last year, it allowed us to purchase a new transmitter, which we have in place here. And now we're looking to use that transmitter to its fullest capacity. And that requires us to do an engineering brief and purchase perhaps a tower or rent a tower. There's lots of different things that we can potentially do depending on how much funds we're able to raise here from your support. Also, in previous years, we were able to improve our on-air space. If a couple of years ago you noticed the quality of the recording of the show improved, that is no mistake. It was because of the top class work of an amazing technical engineer who did some great equipment installation here. We also were able to introduce some new music database here to collect lots of different music from across Canada, a new website revamp that was just launched. Again, that is localfm.ca, and so much more. So your funds goes towards basically solely projects to improve the station. We're not going to tell you that we're going to cease operations all of a sudden overnight if we aren't able to raise a certain amount of money. The station will continue to keep on, but this allows us to break the mold and go beyond the status quo.
And so it is definitely a good cause and a good way to spend your donation dollars. If you have a little bit of change in your pocket, or you can make an even more generous donation, please do. You can give us a call, 648-5925. That's 506-648-5925. Or you can go to localfm.ca and donate. Click the Donate Now button. And depending on the amount that you donate, you have the opportunity to get a Friends card, which gives you discounts at local establishments in St. John. All the way up to $40 can get you a beautiful T-shirt, which you can see on the website. And it is very nice. I love the design. Very cool.
Yeah, we're super happy about it. And again, that's a project that we were able to undertake partially thanks to the support of our listeners and supporters, both in this region and all across North America. Pledges coming in from Canada and the US and all leaps and bounds from all regions of the globe. So thanks to them, wherever you might be listening, wherever you might be pledging. Anthony and I, you know, we're pretty selfish about this. We like doing this show. We like doing it at this station, and we want to continue to be able to do that and have better resources to do that as well.
All right, let's keep the countdown going. And coming up on the other side of this, Brian's going to be chatting with Steven. He's got some music news for you. I'm sad that I didn't get to hear what the music news is, but I'll have to tune in and capture it all, because I'm sure there's lots of great stuff to talk about.
Yeah, lots of big stuff is always happening. You can check that out and more at exclaim.ca, but we'll give you some tidbits here, and be sure to go and pick up your own copy of Exclaim wherever you happen to find them, at coffee shops, record stores, and community radio stations.
There you go. Here's your number 17, your number 16. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at those spots.
They rise from number 26, number 17. It is Les Deluxe with the album Springtime Devil. You're going to hear Tobacco Vanilla and Shut Up Kiss Me by Angel Olsen, the new track from My Woman, down from number 10 to number 16.
We hardly even spoke, you had no time to waste. Your pockets must be lined for you to have such taste. A bitter magic potion cost you your last dime. Ooh, wearing that cologne should be a wicked crime. And you were gone so fast like a cloud of smoke. I didn't even have a chance to take a joke. But even though you're always oh so fine, I sniff you out easy wherever you are, because babe,
all I have to cling to is that look in your eye when you have me to sing to. Obey your scent of tobacco, vanilla,
even sports.
took, you had no time to waste. Your pockets must be lined for you to have such taste. I bet that magic potion cost you your last dime. Wearing that cologne should be a wicked crime. And you were gone so fast like a cloud of smoke, I didn't even have a chance to take a toe. Even though you're always on so fly, I'll sniff you out easy wherever you are. Because babe, all I have to cling to is that look in your eye when you have me to sing to. Oh babe, yeah, I'm saying I'm tobacco and vanilla and every last dollar you
to the Earshot 20. Number 16.
At number 16, down from number 10, that was Angel Olsen, Shut Up, Kiss Me, from her newest album, My Woman, and in there as well. At number 17, up from 26, Les Deluxe, on the program again from Bon Sund, is their newest album, Springtime Devil, and you heard a track called Tobacco Vanilla. It is our funding drive week here at our home station, Local 107.3 FM. Check it out online for details about all the great things happening here, localfm.ca. And we're going to take a quick break from the charts here and our funding drive special at Local 107.3 FM to take some quick looks at music news happening in this past week, thanks to Exclaim. And on the line, as we do every single week, we have Stephen Karlick, senior editor at Exclaim. Hello, Stephen. How are you doing this week?
Very well, thank you.
Anything new and exciting happening up your way in Toronto?
I guess personally, so I'm a Toronto FC season ticket holder. I love me some soccer, and they are playing their first home games, their first playoff home games. So that's been fairly exciting, along with, you know, all the music stuff that also dominates my life.
I've been meaning to ask you this, and I keep forgetting. A few weeks ago, you mentioned, and we kind of changed some of our times here because you were playing in a work softball tournament.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
We were defeated every single game.
Oh, no.
But our morale was very high.
That's good.
We had lots of fun. And we had to duck out, actually, in one of the games because one of our players took a big fat softball to the nose.
Oh, no.
But he was fine. Just a bloodied shirt at the end of it all. But yeah, it was fun. Maybe we'll do it next year.
Yeah, so what were some of the teams that you're playing against? Who are they all comprised of?
So we played against, like, Arts and Crafts had a team, Dynalone had a team, Warner, Universal, Sony, and then there was also a team of players from, like, other companies who didn't field an entire team, so, like, a Lucy's team kind of thing.
And so then I have to ask, who were the champs, if you know?
I left before it was over, but I believe in the final it was Universal and Dynalone. I think Dynalone might have taken it.
I could live with that.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll get back into the news here and leave the sports behind for now. And we have lots of really interesting things to tell you about this week, as we do as always. And you can also find all this information and more at exclaim.ca or check your local newsstands, as we have copies here at our community station and record stores and other places across town. If you're looking past fall and winter this year and you want to make plans for next year into May and June, you may have the opportunity to see songs from one of the most critically acclaimed albums of the year performed in summer 2017.
Yeah, so this, you know, he tours with every album, but it's always exciting. You're, of course, referring to Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. They released their latest LP, Skeleton Tree, just earlier this year with a film titled One More Time with Feeling. But Cave and his longtime band are embarking on a month-long jaunt that will kick off on May 26th next year in Brooklyn. The tour will make its way into Canada for stops in Montreal on May 29th and Toronto on May 31st and June 1st before cycling back north of the border for a show in Vancouver on June 22nd. Tickets are on sale now. Grab them before they sell out. And, you know, I actually haven't seen him. I'm planning to see him on this tour, but I've heard he's absolutely incredible. So grab your tickets while you can.
Yeah, I'd love to see Nick Cave. I've heard really good things as well. And quite an album, Skeleton Tree. It's a really great release this year.
Yeah, really beautiful, kind of a slow, meaningful kind of album.
And so speaking of that, following that, as if 2016 wasn't already an embarrassment of riches, you can expect another big Canadian album in early December, this artist's second of the year.
Yeah, from Neil Young. The songwriter released his Earth album earlier this year with his band Promise of the Real. And now he's already announced a new studio effort titled Peace Trail. That full length is set to arrive on CD, cassette, and digitally on December 2nd, courtesy of Reprise Records. And a vinyl release will follow in January. The 10-track effort was recorded at Rick Rubin's Shangri-La Studios, and Young produced the album with the help of John Hanlon. As a press release states, the entire album was recorded after Earth, which arrived back at the end of June, and session players like Jim Keltner on drums and Paul Bushnell on bass lent a hand. Apparently the album is, quote, primarily acoustic and reflects an intimate, sparse approach that draws the listener into the heart of the songs in a personal way. You can hear a first track from the album as well as see the track listing and the album cover at exclaim.ca.
And so I'm loving this trend more and more, which seems to keep cropping up, of these kind of last minute, late year releases where you only find out about a month in advance. I think to me that's like the perfect amount of time to get excited for releases, like 1 month, and then it arrives.
Yeah, and it's interesting because historically December and November are fairly dead in terms of record releases. They tend to be all the like best of and live albums come out in time for Christmas. But who knows? Maybe there's some other stuff in store for us.
Yeah, for sure. And so we close out the first half of this week's news with something slightly different than that, with the announcement of further recognition of an artist who passed earlier this year.
Yeah, so this was fast. Prince's Paisley Park has already been officially granted museum status. His Paisley Park estate had already been immortalized thanks to a custom urn that the singer had designed before he passed, and devoted fans can now take tours through the building itself. The home and studio has been offering tours to members of the public since October 6th, operating under a temporary permit while traffic and pedestrian safety issues were reviewed. Now, Minnesota City Council has voted to rezone the property as a museum, allowing the facility to remain open for the foreseeable future. Tours will resume on October 28th, and tickets are currently available for visits through December. Tickets for 2017 tours are expected to go on sale in mid-November. As previously reported, the Paisley Park Museum grants fans access to Prince's recording studios, video editing suites, rehearsal space, private club, and concert hall. Stage costumes, awards, instruments, art, rare recordings, cars, and the Purple Rain motorcycle are all on display at the Minnesota property. Prince, of course, died from an accidental fentanyl overdose at the Paisley Park complex on April 21st. But yeah, now fans can go and get a taste of where he lived and worked.
Yeah, we'll likely see some pilgrimages there in the near future.
Yeah, definitely worth it if you are a Prince fan, and I'm sure many listeners are.
All right, thanks for that, Stephen. We'll take a quick break from that and get back into the music here, and we'll catch up with you again in the second hour of the program for some more music news of the week. We're now at number 15 on our charts this week, rising two spots, the latest release from July Talk. It's called Touch. It's here right now on the Earshot 20.
Push and pull, push and pull, push and pull, push and pull.
Stay. Shot 20. Number 14.
Was Bad Pop by Hot Panda from the album of the same name. This week on our charts at number 14, last week at number 8, and at 15, up two spots this week, July Talk with a track called Push and Pull, and that is from the album Touch. Again, it is our funding drive week here at Local 107.3 FM, the home of the Earshot 20 radio program that you're listening to at this very moment. We appreciate any support you can give us to keep this show and this station growing and on the airwaves across Canada on over 25 different partner stations. Tons of details online. localfm.ca will tell you about that and more, so don't go anywhere. But we're going to keep it rolling here with some more music. Wonder What We're Whispering For is a new track by Fond of Tigers. At number 13 last week, number 20, their album Inhabit. And at number 12, up for 19, Snowblink returning current. You're going to hear a track called How Now. And then 715 Creeks by Bon Iver at number 11, down from number 7.
Slowing down, it's breaking.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 12.
Oh, then how are we gonna cry? cause it once might not mean something. And love at second glance, it is not something that we need. I understand that I have been left here in the reeds, but all I'm trying to do is get my feet up from the creeks. And I see turn around, you're my 18. Turn around, now you're my 18. Goddamn, turn around, now you're my 18.
Closing out the first half of the Earshot 20, that was Bon Iver from the new album 22 A Million at number 11. Down from number 7, you heard 715 Creeks. Snowblink in the middle there with How Now from their newest release, Returning Current at number 12, up from 19. And kicking off that set of 3 at 13, up from 20, Fond of Tigers from their newest album Uninhabit. That was Wonder What We're Whispering For.
All right, and as Brian and I have been mentioning throughout the program, you do have the opportunity to give us a call. It's 506-648-5925, or go online, localfm.ca, and click the donate button to help support this wonderful radio station where we record this program and allow us the opportunity to better improve all the resources that we have so that we can continue to bring this program to you. And it is the Earshot 20. It is recorded and broadcast out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station, where we count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation every single week. Then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners, and we thank them all very much for airing the program. You can also check us out at radioforall.net, or you can podcast the show through iTunes. No matter how you're listening, thanks for tuning in, and stick around. In the next hour of the program, more music news, Brian's got the lowdown, and we've got your top 10. We'll be back after this.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.